And KVGC News Time is 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the 11th day of October for 2018. Well, the Amador County School Board has approved a priority list of projects that the school district would build if voters approve Measure A in November. Meeting last night, the board voted to approve a 17-point priority list that details a series of projects at various school sites that would be paid for if the $78 million bond measure is passed. The first five projects listed are a new administration building and 12 new classrooms for Ione Elementary School, building renovations at Jackson Elementary School, a new multi-purpose room for use by both Sutter Creek Elementary and Amador High School, renovation of the Jackson Junior High School gym with a new roof and kitchen facilities, and new roofs at Pine Grove Elementary, and an expansion of its multi-purpose room. While every school site in the district is slated to receive something, Ione Elementary would receive the least, with two projects listed for a total of $20.3 million. The list was adopted in response to calls for what projects Measure A would pay for. In other business, the board approved a change to school district policy with regard to head lice. In the new language, the board, quote, recognizes that head lice do not pose a health hazard, are not a sign of uncleanliness, and are not responsible for the spread of any disease, end quote.
Well, the 2017 crop report has been released by the Amador County Department of Agriculture, giving insight to one of the county's leading industries. Now, the news is good for Amador's number one crop, wine grapes. The fruit has seen increases in acres harvested, production per acre, and price per unit. Total value is up 27% over 2016 to a total of $22.9 million. Now, walnuts saw an increase in total production despite a decrease in acres planted, with an increase to $442,680 in total value, up from $194,340. Now, olive oil, apples, kiwis, and pomegranates all combined for $1.5 million in value, tripling their 2016 value. Now, field crop production value was down to $5.7 million, or down about 11% from the year before, as there were decreases in alfalfa, grain, and hay, as well as pasture range. Now, both cattle prices and number of head produced were up this past year, and the total value increased almost $1 million to $11.5 million. Now, price and production of sheep held steady at $480,000. A jump in price per head for goat increased their production value to $315,000. Now, fresh vegetable production from farmers markets and pumpkins increased from $36,775 in 2016 to $90,579 in 2017. Now, timber products were also up, with five times more board feet harvested for an increase of over 250% to $1.4 million. All told, ag added $45.2 million to the county economy in 2017, an increase of $7.7 million over last year, the highest production total in the last 10.
And in a surprise move this week, the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors voted down a refund for cannabis growers. The item required a 4/5 vote from the board to transfer $940,000 in cannabis grower registration fees left over from the medical commercial cannabis program from a contingency fund account to an appropriation funds account. This would have authorized the county to refund growers who paid $5,000 and in some cases $10,000 for those that paid for renewal, in registration fees. During public comment, many requested that the funds be returned since the program was ended several months ago. District 2 Supervisor Jack Garamendi made a motion to transfer the funds, but when the vote came to the board, District 4 Supervisor Dennis Mills and District 5 Supervisor Clyde Clapp voted against the motion. Mills requested an audit and full accounting of the program before he would support refunding growers. Clapp agreed. The item is expected to come before the board again in the future.
Well, rumors about potential errors and mistakes on the November local election ballot have been going around. It's caused quite a commotion, as this has been a problem in the past. However, it's confirmed by Kim Grady of Amador County Elections. There is, in fact, no mistakes and or errors on the local election ballots. So what caused the error rumor? Well, recently locals have been receiving robocalls claiming there are errors on the election ballots. However, this is not a call from the election office. Instead, a statewide campaign for Yes on Prop 6, otherwise known as the Proposition for Gas Tax Repeal. Now, the people in support of Proposition 6 want to change the title that currently resides in the ballot. If you receive a robocall and or postcard of some kind claiming there are errors on your local election ballot, don't be alarmed. There are, in fact, no errors or mistakes. For more information, contact Grady at the Election Department, 223-6465.
And more information was released in regards to the cause of mid-July's Ferguson fire. According to U.S. Forest Service, superheated pieces of a vehicle's catalytic converter that came in contact with dry vegetation caused the spark of the Ferguson fire. The Ferguson fire was approximately 150 square miles, caused the death of two firefighters along with 19 injuries, destroyed 10 structures, burned more than 96,000 acres, took a toll on the economies near Yosemite National Park, and plagued Amador and Calaveras County with smoke for at least a week or two. The U.S. Forest Service claims that motorists are responsible for many of the wildfires that have sparked along roadways and say that these can be prevented by following vehicle maintenance and safety measures.
Well, citing that wildfire risk is decreasing in the state, SPI reopening its California forest lands to the public. SPI owns nearly 2 million acres of timberlands across California and Washington, and its public access policy allows for the use of its properties for many recreational activities. However, a temporary change was made in August when wildfires were raging in the state. SPI's private forest land is again available for hiking, bicycling, fishing, hunting, and cross-country skiing. SPI still prohibits target shooting, trail building, off-road vehicle use, overnight camping, or any type of fire on its property. Also, it's still outlawed to take any type of forest products, wildflowers, mushrooms, non-game species, water, soil, or rock samples from SPI properties.
And the Calaveras County Water District Board of Directors has named Jeffrey Mayer as interim general manager effective next Monday, October 15th. Mayer is currently the Director of Administrative Services for CCWD and has spent about 10 years with the district. Current GM, Dave Eagleton, announced earlier this month that he'd be leaving that post to become the Executive Director of the Association of California Water Agencies and will be assuming those new duties beginning November 1st.
And expect to see smoke next week west of Angel's Camp near the Fowler Peak Lookout. CAL FIRE reports a 500-acre prescribed burn, scheduled Tuesday the 16th through Friday the 19th. Now, the fire will burn along the Bear Mountain Shaded Fuel Break and Whittle Vegetation Management Plan burn site. Now, beside reducing the risk of wildfire in the region, the burn will also allow firefighters to gain training hours. 11 engines, one water tender, bulldozer, two hand crews, and helicopter will be assigned to the burn. Resources will remain on site throughout the week.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.